CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Do you want more coffee?
Yes, I do, but I haven't got time. I got to get going.
Here are your car keys.
Oh.
Know where I saw them? Hanging on the ivy plant. I was just watering it. Now, how did they get there?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. I think my car keys are two little gremlins living inside. And each day when I get home, they put their little heads together and they say, now, where can we hide so that tomorrow morning he can't find us?
Yes, probably. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what I think. You gave them a throw to land on the bookcase last night, and instead they landed in the ivy.
Yes, I'm afraid you're right. I was so tired
hopeless
when I got home. That park board meeting lasted so long.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I had intended to mow the lawn last night. Would you look at it?
I know. It looks terrible. You've been so busy lately, Derek.
Yeah, no, I
do everything.
Home. I won't be home early today either. We got a meeting. Cranshaw's leaving for New York on the midnight plane. We got so much to do. I may wind up staying downtown for dinner with him. And then I got to go back to the office after that, probably.
Well, maybe I can mow the lawn. I don't have too much to do.
No, look, darling, please. You just stay away from that power lawnmower.
I've run it before.
Yes, yeah, I know. But knowing you, just the thought of your playing with a power lawnmower gives me the willies. No, thank you, honey. Please, I'll mow the lawn tomorrow.
You're playing golf with Fred and Jack and then somebody else tomorrow. You boys are making a day of it.
Well, all right. Maybe they can get somebody else.
No, you need the relaxation. You've been working very hard lately.
Darling, look, we have got the Lundells and the Mercers coming over for a cookout tomorrow. I mean, the place ought to look decent.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Worry about it? Have you looked at it?
I know.
It hasn't been mowed for nearly 2 weeks now.
Well, the world isn't going to come to an end if it doesn't get mowed for a couple more days. You're not going to give up your golf day tomorrow night. You need that. If I get time today, I can do some of it anyhow.
No, now don't touch that power lawnmower. I mean, those are orders. Do you understand?
Yes, dear. Yes.
All right.
Stop worrying. Now eat your breakfast and get to work. Mr. Piper! Oh. Mr. Piper!
Oh, hello there.
Goodness. Oh. I guess he got run over chasing Alfie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you, I guess, Mrs. How are you?
Oh, well, I'm just fine, but I was wondering how Mrs. Piper is.
Oh, she's fine. Fine, thanks. Yes, indeed.
Oh, well, I'm so glad to hear it, Mr. Piper. No bones broken or anything?
What?
Oh, Harry won't let me touch our power lawnmower. He says women are so careless about machinery. And just now, when I met Mrs. Lundell in the department store, and she told me about your wife, well,
Mrs. Lundell told you about my wife?
Yes, well, she certainly didn't know very much about it. She just knew it had happened.
What?
And I was just sick because, well, let's face it, we women are careless about machinery. I guess we just don't understand it. It's so easy to lose a finger or a toe, or worse. And I can't tell you how happy I am, Mr. Piper, to hear that your wife is all right.
Wait a minute. What? I mean, I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm awfully sorry, but I mean, my wife was all right when I left home this morning.
Oh, my dear Mr. Piper, you mean you didn't know that your wife is in the hospital?
In the hospital?
Oh, I thought you were probably on your way there now.
Oh, no, I was on my way to lunch. In the hospital?
Well, didn't anyone call you?
Well, no.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess it just happened this morning, and I suppose in all the excitement of getting an ambulance and getting her to the hospital.
Well,
oh, I know Mrs. Beitner took the children.
Well, what happened?
Well, Mr. Piper, I don't know. And Mrs. Lundell didn't know either. She just met somebody on the street who told her. And she said she was going over to the hospital right away. But as Mrs. Lundell got it, the lawnmower fell on your wife or something.
Fell on her? How did a lawnmower fall on my...
I don't really know, and maybe that wasn't it.
What hospital? What hospital? Where is she?
Here, I don't know, really. I suppose the Fairview Hospital. Do let me know if I can do anything, Mr. Piper.
Mr.
Hello. Hello, Miss Brown. This is Mrs. Piper. Yes, well, I thought he was probably out to lunch, but I didn't have a chance to call him earlier. Now, I don't want you to alarm him when he comes back for lunch, but will you please tell him that I am in the Fairview Hospital? Come in. Yes, tell him that, and... Oh, never mind. Oh, dear. He's here now. Thank you. No, no, I'm quite all right. Thank you, Miss Brown. Well, hello, dear. Now, don't get excited.
Well, what happened?
Now, look, pull up a chair by the bed and sit down.
Yeah, never mind. Well, what happened?
Honey, please sit down. Your face is white. I'm all right. I'm all right.
Will you
I'm
tell me right, what happened?
Honestly, your face is white. You're the one who ought to be in bed. And I'm all right, dear. Dr. Davies didn't think I'd broken any bones, but he wanted me to have a couple of x-rays to make sure and also see if I had any internal injuries. And the resident has already been in, but we're waiting for Dr. Davies to get here himself. The resident thought he better check me out since, you know, I'm his patient. Huh? How did you know I was here?
I was on my way to lunch. Somebody yells at me. I didn't even know who she was. And, you know, she told me that she'd met Ann Lundell, who told her. Look, why didn't somebody call me?
Well, honey, it happened about 11 o'clock.
And what? What happened? I heard a tower lawnmower fell on you.
Oh, no, it didn't fall on me. Frankly, I don't know exactly what happened. I had such a time starting that thing. And it
listen, what were my last words to you this morning? Don't touch that power lawnmower. Those are orders, I said. Orders, I said. Didn't
I? Not the nurses to hear you bawling me out.
Well, when I asked you specially not to, I warned.
Because
you women have always got to prove you can do anything as well as a man can.
Why, no. I wanted to mow the lawn for you because you were upset the way it looked and wanted it to look nice tomorrow when we had the people over. And I didn't want you to give up your day of golf tomorrow, which I knew you would. And you needed the relaxation.
Oh, yes, I knew that's why you did it. I'm sorry. I'm just in such a state. I nearly went crazy driving over here. I imagined all sorts of things. You'd had a foot cut off or a hand cut off. I didn't know what.
Sorry, dear. Yeah. I know. Well, I knew you'd worry, and frankly, that's why I told Eleanor not to call you. She had driven up just as it happened. Fortunately, I said I was sure I was all right, but my foot hurt. So she called Dr. Davis, and he asked her to drive me to the hospital for x-rays right away.
I heard they took you in an ambulance.
Oh, no. Ambulance at all.
No?
Elmer. No sense making a big thing of this. Elmer brought me over in her car, and then she took the children out of her place. Betsy was so upset.
Look, would you try to give me just a better idea of what happened?
I never can start the lawnmower. Once I get it going, I'm all right, but I can't start it. I always get a man to start it for me.
What do you mean?
The milkman or the mailman.
They start the lawnmower for
you? Yeah, once I went out to the road and got one of the men working there from the phone company or the light company or I don't know what he was doing. What's the matter? They don't mind at all. It's very nice.
Go on.
Well, after I got it, you know, after I get it started, once I'm all right, I just keep running around with it like crazy until the gas gives up. Well, we don't have as much lawn as we did at the old house, honey, and that just about does it, you know. So.
What happened today?
I couldn't find a man to start it. And I was so determined to have the grass mowed to surprise you,
yes.
You know, today.
Well, your surprise has exceeded your expectations.
Oh, honey, were you worried, darling? Well, anyhow, I got this brilliant idea. I have started the mower myself when it's been working and the motor is warmed up. So I put two and two together and figured out that if I could get the motor warmed up, you know, if I get it warmed up, I could start it. So I took an extension cord and I plugged that into the kitchen and then I put the cord out the window. Well, it took two extensions really to do that. Then I plugged in the heating pad, you see, outdoors, and laid it on the power lawnmower.
The heating pad.
Worked like a charm.
You laid the heating pad on the lawnmower.
On the lawnmower, huh? I turned the heating pad up high and left it for half an hour, and the mower started the first time I tried it. I tell you, I felt like Leonardo da Vinci. Well, aren't you going to give me a little credit for being inventive?
Considering the fact that your great imagination led you to a hospital bed, I'm a little more anxious to hear what happened next.
Well, frankly, I am not quite sure. But I don't think I had the brake on, and the lawnmower took off like a jet plane down toward the lake, and I tried to stop it, you know.
Toward the lake?
Yes, and... Well, this is the part I don't like telling you about, dear, and I'm sure you can fish it out all right. You know, it's not... Oh, that must be the doctor. No, honey, try to look happy, you know, that I'm all right.
Hello. Hello, Miss Brown. Miss Brown, will you tell Mr. Cranshaw I just brought my wife home from the hospital, and as soon as I drag my lawnmower out of the lake, I'll be back to the office. No, she'll be all right, thanks. Yeah, she's limping around on one foot, but no broken bones. Yes, I should say so. We're very lucky. All right, Miss Brown. Thanks. Goodbye. Look, I don't like leaving you alone. Will you be all right?
Oh, I won't be alone very long. Eleanor's coming back with the children, and no doubt Ann Lundell will drop in. Anyhow, I feel fine. I'll just sit on the porch and take it easy. And I'm sorry the lawnmower went in the lake, dear. I tried to stop it.
You happen to be more important to me than the lawnmower, and while this may not be the time to lecture you, or maybe it's the best time, don't ever again, do you hear? Don't ever again stop.
Lots of women run power lawnmowers, and even Jeffrey Beitner runs theirs, and he's only 14. Now, surely I'm just as intelligent
yes,
as a 14-year-old.
Yes, but not as careful. You are careless. Most women are when it comes to machinery. Men have respect for machinery that women don't. The lawnmower isn't dangerous if you respect the power it has. Statistics have proved that when accidents happen in factories and mills where there's machinery, it's because people were careless. Nobody in his right mind would start a power lawnmower when it's in gear.
Oh, I didn't notice about it being in gear. In fact, I thought that was the brake.
Darling, that is what I mean. You have to be methodical. You have to know about these things. You have to check these things. I mean... How did you happen to put it in gear?
I don't know. Maybe I did it when I pulled the mower over to reach the heating pad or something. I really don't remember.
Look at the time I caught you digging a plug out of an electrical socket with a silver knife.
Oh, well,
the time you turned on my power saw, I nearly cut off your fingers.
You know, you make me sound as though I'm not quite bright.
Darling, you're not when it comes to anything mechanical or electrical or... Well, look, since I would like to celebrate our golden wedding, kindly confine your mechanical ambitions to the can opener and the orange juice squeezer. At least you won't be chasing them into the lake.
I care. Yeah, because it makes me mad after all this to do, and then I didn't get the lawn mowed for you.
Never mind that. Please don't hobble around this afternoon with a hand mower. I don't even trust you with that. The way I have seen you grab those blades when something sticks,
All right. Stop worrying.
Stop worrying, she says. Darling, when the day comes that you respect machinery,
honey,
then...
you had better dig the mower out of the lake and get back to work, honey. It's really...
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hawkins speaking.